Mishnah Gimel, the halacha is that when a man and his wife have relations together, that which exits the man's body makes him and his wife tomei. Furthermore, even if she goes to the mikveh right after they have relations, so she purifies herself, but then a day later she finds some of that which exited her husband's body on her body. If that is the case, then she becomes tomei again. However, there is a limit for how long after the relations this would make her tomei. And that limit is 3 days. So if she finds this on her body, let's say a week later, then it would not make her tomei. Now there is a discussion in Maseches Mikvaos as to whether this is 3 exact days, or parts of 3 days. But be it as it may, the Mishnah asks, Minayin lefei letes shechvas zera b'yom ha-shelishi? From where do we know that a woman who still has remnants from the relations on the 3rd day after the relations shehi tomeya, that she is tomei, but no longer after the 3rd day? Shenema, as the Pasuk says, before the Torah was given at Har Sinai, Hashem commanded her, Yonachayim l'shleishas yomim, you should be prepared for 3 days and separate from your wives for 3 days before Matan Torah, before the Torah was given. So why was it 3 days? The answer is because they had to make sure that everyone would be tahar when the Torah was given. Alright, continues the Mishnah, Menayin shemar chitzin es hamila. From where do we know that one can bathe a baby boy who just had a bris milah in hot or warm water by Yom HaShalishish Cholias Shabbos on the 3rd day after the Bris Milah, which falls on Shabbos? Meaning, from where do we know that even on the 3rd day after the Bris Milah, it is still considered a matter of life and death to wash the baby in warm water, and it would therefore be permitted to heat up water even on Shabbos, because of the rule that Pekuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos, a matter of life and death, when there is a danger of life at stake, one is allowed to violate Shabbos. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, in Parashas Vayishlach, in the story where Shimon and Levi got all the people of Shechem to have a bris milah, and then they attacked them. So when did they attack them? When did they find the opportune moment when the people were in such pain that Shimon and Levi could overcome them easily? It was on the 3rd day after they had the bris milah, b'yosem kayavim. When they were in pain, they were still in a very similar or the same degree of pain on the 3rd day. As they were on the 1st and 2nd day, and so we see from there that it is still considered a matter of life and death on the 3rd day, and therefore you can violate Shabbos to take care of the baby in that way. Alright, and the 3rd asmachta of our Mishnah is Benayin Shekoshin Loshen Shel Zahiris. From where do we know that one ties a string which is red, Barish Sor Hamishtaleach, on the head of the goat which is sent off the cliff on Yom Kippur? And what would happen as this goat was being thrown off the cliff in order to atone for the sins of the Jewish people? As it fell down the cliff, the red string, it was actually a strand of wool, it would turn white, and this was a sign that the sins had been forgiven. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, in Yiyu Chatoichim Kashonim, if your sins will be like red, Kashele Yalbinu, they'll whiten like snow, and this is an asmachta for that custom on Yom Kippur.